1 week after the Census debacle, there are reports that some Australians are still trying and failing to use the census online. The Australian Bureau of Statistics is referring people to its online troubleshooting advice and expects to release a progress report on the national survey sometime this week. Investigations are continuing into what went wrong from a technical security perspective, but there is fresh scrutiny on the IT giant IBM. It's been blamed for failing to take adequate preemptive steps to deal with entirely predictable denial of service attacks. IT industry analysts say the fallout from last week's census fail, as it's been dubbed, will be far-reaching. Emily Burke reports.
Apart from a brief apology issued last week, the computer giant IBM has made no further comment about the problems with the online census, for which it received almost $10 million to design, develop and implement. But in the aftermath of last week's debacle, there's been a closer look at the swag of government contracts IBM holds. So, can the company still deliver with confidence?
I think IBM will bounce back.
Jim Longwood is from the IT research and advisory firm Gartner.
They typically have 15 to 25% of the IT services market share in countries like Australia. They're certainly one of the dominant players in the Australian and global market. Their brand will suffer initially in the Australian marketplace in the short-term market, particularly in state and federal government. A simple example is way back when Encyclopedia Britannica went online the first day, they crashed within, minutes or hours, and it took them a week or two to get back up. In Singapore, they introduced a new cab booking system. The first day it went up, it went down within an hour and didn't come back up for a couple of weeks. The measure of a true service provider is how well they can recover and also make sure that this doesn't happen.
How would you then rate the response? Was it as good as it could have been?
This is a war room scenario type thing. So you had Signals Directed, you had ABS, you had IBM. I'm sure you had a range of other players as well, all working together to sort out what the problem was. Now, yes, it took 2 days, but the system's back up and it's operational. That's certainly a much better track record than it not being up at all for another week or two.
Rodney Gedder is an independent IT industry analyst with Telsyte.
It certainly doesn't look good, does it? But having said that, we can probably expect to see more negotiations with IBM alongside other competitors rather than just being seen as the contract renewal or the go-to company. As the old saying goes, no one ever got fired for buying IBM.
Well, and what does that mean?
Yeah, it's just an old saying that, the incumbent or the older choice is the safer choice.
Do you think last week undermines confidence in the safety of IBM?
From a traditional no one ever got fired from IBM perspective, yes, it does. But I think IBM still has a lot to offer government customers. Certainly not out of the game, or it's not the end of IBM.
But the impact will be felt in the public and private sectors, according to Neil Glentworth, the chairman of the Glentworth Company, which specialises in data information, procurement and public policy.
I think we will see a great deal of risk aversion creep back in, and there will be a lot of people who rightly will be quite shy of A, doing business with the public sector, but B, the public sector doing business with the private sector. And I actually think that we will see a slowdown of activity that in the end will damage the community at large.
So you think the impact will be quite profound?
I do believe the impact will be profound because people will be reluctant to expose themselves to that level of risk. The incident with the ABS and their vendor ultimately breaks trust. And that trust and reputational damage affects everybody right across the board.
Might it open up the field for other competitors who are vying for government contracts?
Look, absolutely. I think the bigger issue, though, there is the consumers' trust, the public at large, the taxpayers. They feel rightly aggrieved that their trust, regardless, there has been no breach, but the reputation has been damaged. And if we look towards issues like electronic voting, electronic identification and changes, rightly, the taxpayer is cynical. And that's actually the wider issue. I don't think it's an issue of vendors. I don't think it's an issue of the ABS. It's more the fact that community trust is probably at an all-time low when it comes to all things digital.
Neil Glentworth, chairman of the Glentworth Company. Emily Burke was the reporter.